All right, everyone, let's dive into the world of OpenVPN. Big thanks to SafeServer for making this deep dive possible. You know, if you're looking to like set up OpenVPN or navigate the whole digital transformation thing, those are the folks to talk to. You can check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Definitely a great resource.
But back to OpenVPN, we've got some interesting stuff pulled from their GitHub and website.
Oh, for sure. OpenVPN is really making a name for itself in online security. And what's really interesting is like how much of that success comes from it being open source.
Right. So their GitHub calls it an open source VPN demon. Now the VPN part I get, you know, creating those secure tunnels for all our like online activity, but demon, that sounds kind of
right?
A little ominous.
Sounds like something straight out of fantasy, right? But really, it's just a fancy word for a program running in the background. Think of it like a dedicated security guard, you know, making sure your connection stays private.
Okay, security guard, I like that.
Yeah.
Much better than a daemon. So OpenVPN is the software that creates that secure VPN tunnel, hiding my internet traffic from, you know, prying eyes.
Right.
And I see on their website, they're big on their open source community.
Why is this so important? I mean, doesn't all software like come from a team of developers?
Sure, but OpenVPN's different. Open source means anyone can see the code. You can tinker with it, improve it. It's like a public recipe that anyone can, you know, adjust. This means security experts everywhere can look at it, spot issues, and like make it stronger.
Wait, so anyone can just mess with the code. Doesn't that make it like more vulnerable?
It's actually the opposite. Think of it like instead of just a small team, you have like thousands of eyes constantly looking for problems. Plus, it means there's no, you know, secret back doors or anything shady. Everything's out in the open.
Huh. Transparency in tech. Who knew? And speaking of transparency, their website mentions over 50 million downloads. That's a lot of people trusting this open source model. Absolutely. That kind of trust is hard to earn, especially when it comes to like security software. A lot of that comes from the OpenVPN community. It's a whole network of, you know, developers and users and security folks all contributing. You've got forums, documentation, actual code improvements.
Okay, let's dig into their GitHub page a bit. Mm. They've got 3,966 commits and 147 contributors listed.
Yeah.
For those of us who, you know, don't speak code, what's the story here?
Well, it shows it's an active project. You know, it's evolving. Commits are like updates or improvements to the code, and contributors are the people making those changes. So those numbers tell us it's not just sitting there. It's constantly being tweaked and refined and improved by a whole community of developers.
So it's like a living, breathing thing, constantly adapting. That's pretty cool. And looking at the code itself, it looks like C is the main language with a little bit of shell, M4, CMake, that kind of thing. Sounds like a programmer's paradise. But why does the language even matter?
Well, the language can actually tell you a lot about what the software is trying to do. C is known for being efficient and powerful, perfect for something complex like a VPN. And because it's open source, anyone with the skills can jump in and, you know, contribute.
So it's constantly evolving, collaboratively built.
Yeah.
And it's a security tool. That's right. Pretty impressive. But OpenVPN seems to be more than just a, like, passion project. Hmm. Their website mentions actual products built on top of this open source foundation, right?
Yeah. They've got OpenVPN Access Server and OpenVPN Cloud Connexa.
Okay. Now we're talking. Break those down for me. What's the difference?
Well, Access Server is like building your own secure fortress. It's self-hosted, so you manage it on your own servers, giving you complete control over your network security. Perfect for, you know, businesses that want to keep all their sensitive stuff under their own watchful eye.
Total control. Got it. What about Cloud Connexa?
Cloud Connexa is more like hiring a team of security experts to like guard your data in the cloud. You don't have to worry about the technical details. It's fully managed. And it comes with advanced features, things like zero trust network access, which basically means it verifies every single user and device before granting access.
Okay, so Access Server for the control freaks and Cloud Connexa for those who want things a little more hands-off. But in the real world, where do these products really shine?
Well, a big one is securing remote access for employees. You know, think about a company with teams all over the place. They need a secure way to connect everyone to the network. That's where OpenVPN comes in.
Right, especially these days with everyone working from like coffee shops and home offices. Secure remote access is crucial. But what about those internet-connected toasters and fridges everyone's talking about? Can OpenVPN handle that?
You mean the Internet of Things?
Yeah, the IoT.
Absolutely. Securing those devices is getting more and more important as, you know, more and more everyday things get connected. OpenVPN can help by creating a secure communication channel, protecting them from, well, anyone trying to hack your toaster.
Okay, that's both hilarious and a little terrifying.
Yeah.
But it really shows how important OpenVPN's role is becoming in this, like, super connected world. What else can it do?
Well, they also talk about securing access to cloud-based apps, you know, the things we rely on every day, email, project management tools, even online games.
So instead of accessing those directly, OpenVPN adds that extra layer of security.
Exactly. It's like putting your digital life in a vault. And with data breaches becoming more common, that extra protection is, well, it's becoming essential.
All right, starting to get the big picture here. OpenVPN is like the Swiss Army knife of internet security, adaptable to, like, any situation. But let's be real. Most people don't think about online security until, you know, something bad happens. Why should the average person care about VPNs and all this open source stuff?
That's a great question, and it's really at the heart of why we're doing this deep dive. We live in a world where everything we do online leaves a trail. Every website you visit, every app you use, every purchase, it's all being tracked.
You know, I never thought about it like that, like digital fingerprints.
Exactly. And while some of that might be harmless, it's also being used to target us with ads, influence our behavior, even track our movements. And then you add the growing threat of data breaches. And, well, it's pretty clear that protecting our online privacy and security should be a top priority.
Okay, you've convinced me. But how does OpenVPN fit into all of this?
Well, OpenVPN and VPNs in general give you back some control. It's like hitting the delete button on your digital trail, encrypting your data, masking your IP address. And since it's open source, you know there are no, like, secret agendas or sneaky data collection going on. It's all out in the open, which is honestly refreshing in the world of tech.
Transparency and control, two things I definitely want more of. But you mentioned OpenVPN is just one type of VPN. What are the other options?
Oh, there are tons. Free ones, paid ones, some great for streaming, others focused on privacy. It's a whole world out there.
Okay, so how do I choose the right one? Is OpenVPN, like, the best?
Unfortunately, there's no single best. It really depends what you need and what's important to you.
Come on, give me something. What are some things to, you know, keep in mind when choosing a VPN?
All right, here's your cheat sheet. First, security features. Look for strong encryption and things like a kill switch that, you know, shuts down your internet if the VPN connection drops. Second, server location and network size. More server locations gives you more flexibility, and a bigger network usually means better performance.
Got it. Security and network coverage. What else?
Speed is key, especially if you're streaming or downloading big files. A slow VPN is just frustrating. Then really look at the privacy policy. What data do they collect? How do they use it? And finally, cost. VPNs can be free or, you know, pretty pricey. Figure out what fits your budget and the features you need.
All right, taking notes. So much to think about. Any resources you recommend for, you know, learning more?
That's where our friends at SafeServer come in again. They're the experts, you know? Digital transformation, server security, VPNs, they've got it all. Check out their website, www.safeserver.dd. They even help you pick the right VPN and get everything set up.
Perfect. We'll put a link in the show notes. We'll also link OpenVPN's website and their GitHub so you can explore on your own.
And, you know, checking out some independent reviews and comparison sites is a good idea, too. Lots of resources out there to help you make the right decision.
This is like peeking into a whole new world. So much to learn about OpenVPN and, like, VPNs in general.
Oh, absolutely. And we've only just scratched the surface. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're picking up where we left off, exploring OpenVPN.
Ready to go deeper. We talked about what OpenVPN is, you know, a powerful tool for online security built on this whole open source idea. Mm-hmm. But how does it actually work? Are there, like, little elves building tunnels through the internet?
Huh, not quite. Though that'd be a pretty cool image. Imagine you want to send a secret message to your friend across the playground, right? You could just write it down, risk someone seeing it. Oh. Or you could use a secret code that only you two understand. That's basically what OpenVPN does. It creates this, the secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, making your online activity unreadable to anyone trying to snoop.
Okay, so it's like a secret code for my internet traffic. But how does this tunnel get built? Do I need to be, like, a tech genius to set it up?
Nope, not at all. OpenVPN is actually designed to be pretty user-friendly, even for, you know, those of us who aren't coding experts. Think of it like using a walkie-talkie. You and your friend each need a device and a way to tune into the same channel. With OpenVPN, both devices need the software and they need a configuration file. That's like a set of instructions that tells OpenVPN how to establish the connection.
So the configuration file is like a secret handshake, making sure the right devices are connecting?
Yeah, exactly. And if you're using something like OpenVPN Access Server or a VPN provider, they usually give you these configuration files. You don't have to mess with all the technical stuff.
That's a relief. So once the software is installed, the devices have done their secret handshake, the tunnel's built, that's it.
Almost. There's one more important step, authentication. Like a password, making sure only the right people can get in. OpenVPN uses different methods, like username and password, digital certificates, even two-factor authentication.
Wait, two-factor authentication, like what banks use?
Exactly. Adds an extra layer of security, makes it even harder for unwanted guests to, you know, crash the party.
So it's like having a guard at the entrance of the tunnel checking IDs, making sure everyone belongs. Okay, yeah. That's reassuring. But we keep talking about OpenVPN being open source. How does that fit into all this tunnel building?
That's a great point. The open source part is actually one of its biggest strengths when it comes to security. Remember we talked about the code being publicly available?
Yeah, like a public recipe, anyone can see it.
Right. So that means security experts all over the world can look at the code, see if there are any weaknesses, and suggest improvements. It's like having like a global team of security auditors working 24/7 to make sure the tunnel is, you know, impenetrable.
So it's not just about the code itself, it's the whole community around it.
Exactly. The power of collaboration, the open source model creates this community that's constantly, you know, improving the software, sharing knowledge, building trust.
Okay, I get why OpenVPN is so well respected. But let's move from theory to practice here. How are people actually using OpenVPN in the real world? Besides, you know, hiding from internet spies.
Well, one big use case is securing remote access for employees. Imagine a company with people working from home, coffee shops, different countries even. OpenVPN can connect those employees to the company's network securely, so they can access files, applications, collaborate, just like they were in the office.
Right, like teleporting your office network to wherever your employees are. And with so many people working remotely these days, secure access is, like, essential. What else?
It's also becoming really important for securing those smart devices, you know, the ones popping up everywhere in our homes and offices, the Internet of Things.
Like my smart fridge that keeps track of my grocery list.
Exactly. As we connect more and more devices to the Internet, securing those connections becomes crucial. OpenVPN helps by creating a secure channel for them to communicate, preventing, well, hackers from messing with your fridge.
Okay, so OpenVPN can protect my work files and my refrigerator. Feeling much safer already. Anything else?
Another interesting use is bypassing censorship and accessing geo-restricted content. So some countries block certain websites or online services. OpenVPN can help users bypass those restrictions by routing their traffic through a server in a different country. It's like they're browsing from that location.
So it's like a digital passport for the internet? That's pretty cool. But isn't that kind of legally gray?
That's a really good question, and it's complicated. The legality of using a VPN to bypass restrictions really depends on the country and their rules.
Yeah.
It's always best to, you know, check local laws before you do anything.
Good point. So OpenVPN can protect my data, secure my devices, even help me access blocked websites. It really is versatile.
Yeah.
But with all this talk about encryption and tunnels, I have to ask, is OpenVPN difficult to use? Do I need, like, a computer science degree to set it up?
That's a common concern, but honestly, OpenVPN has gotten a lot more user-friendly. Setting up a VPN can be a bit technical, especially if you're doing it manually, but there are tons of resources and tools now that make it easier.
Like those configuration files we talked about.
Exactly. And services like OpenVPN Access Server or good VPN providers, they usually handle the technical stuff for you. It makes it really easy to get started. And once it's set up, using it is often as simple as, you know, clicking a button to connect.
That's good to hear. Technology should work for us, not the other way around. So where do we go from here? We've covered the what and the how of OpenVPN. What else is there?
Oh, there's more. We've only scratched the surface.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up our OpenVPN exploration. And I got to say, I'm feeling pretty knowledgeable about VPNs now.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground, from the basics to, like, the inner workings of OpenVPN, even some real-world uses.
And honestly, the more I learn, the more impressed I am. You mentioned some advanced features we haven't talked about yet. What makes OpenVPN, you know, stand out from the crowd?
Well, one of its biggest strengths is flexibility. It's like, you know, a toolbox full of options. You can fine-tune your VPN connection for, like, specific security needs, tweak encryption algorithms, set up custom routing rules, even configure it to work with different network protocols.
Okay, that sounds a bit advanced. Can you give me a real-world example? How would someone use these features?
Sure. Imagine a company dealing with like really sensitive data. They might want to make sure only certain employees can access that data, even when they're connected to the VPN. OpenVPN lets them set up access control lists, like virtual bouncers controlling who gets access to what.
So different security clearances within the VPN itself. That's pretty cool. What other tools are in this OpenVPN toolbox?
We talked about multi-factor authentication before, but OpenVPN actually takes it a step further. You can require users to, you know, provide multiple forms of verification, like a password AND, a code from their phone before they connect. Extra security.
Double the security, double the peace of mind.
Yeah.
I like it. Any other, like, standout features?
One more worth mentioning is custom DNS servers. DNS stands for Domain Name System. It's basically the internet's phone book. Translates those website names, like google.com, into those numerical IP addresses computers use.
So it's like directory assistance for the internet.
Exactly. And usually your internet provider handles those DNS requests, which means, you know, they can see every website you visit. OpenVPN lets you choose custom DNS servers, often ones that prioritize privacy. So your browsing habits stay, well, private.
Okay, an unlisted number for my internet activity. OpenVPN really gives you a lot of control. My head's spinning a little with all the technical stuff, though. Any simpler way to think about it?
Think of it like this. OpenVPN is the master key, right? It unlocks a whole world of possibilities for online security and privacy. It gives you the power to, you know, customize your connection, add those extra layers of protection, even control how your internet traffic is routed.
Okay, that makes sense. But we've been focusing on OpenVPN. Are there other VPN protocols out there? Is it like Coke versus Pepsi? Do people have strong preferences?
Oh, absolutely. There are a few contenders out there vying for the VPN throne. WireGuard, IPsec, L2TP IPsec, to name a few.
So it's like choosing a car. They all get you where you need to go, but they have different, like, features and performance.
Exactly. WireGuard, for example, is known for being fast and simple. While IPsec is often preferred for its, you know, strong security, it really depends what you're looking for.
The right tool for the job. But looking ahead, what's the future of VPNs? Are they like a fad or are they here to stay?
Well, as our lives become more and more digital, I think VPNs are going to be even more important. It's not just about protecting our laptops and phones anymore. It's about like safeguarding our entire digital identity.
So it's bigger than just like hiding from hackers. It's about taking control of our digital lives.
Exactly. VPNs can help us reclaim our privacy, secure our communications, and, you know, make sure we have access to information freely no matter where we are.
Wow, that's a powerful thought. It sounds like OpenVPN, with its open source model and focus on transparency, is in a good position to be part of that future.
I think so. And with that active community always, you know, pushing the limits, OpenVPN is likely to keep evolving, keep adapting to the challenges of online security and privacy.
This has been eye-opening. I've learned so much about OpenVPN, VPNs in general, and why protecting our online activity is so important. Any final thoughts?
Just that as our digital footprint grows, so do the risks. VPNs, especially ones like OpenVPN, are powerful tools that can help us navigate this, you know, this complex digital world safely and securely.
Well said. And a huge thank you to SafeServer for sponsoring this deep dive. If you're interested in learning more about OpenVPN, digital transformation, or, you know, just need help securing your online world, check out their website, www.safeserver.de. They're the experts.
Definitely. They can help you figure out what you need and find the right solution.
And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this OpenVPN adventure. We hope you found it informative and, well, empowering. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and stay in control of your digital life.